Doug, from your observation tower here at GeoLynn, what do you see in the surrounding area?
Well, we can see NVA moving along the beach, fully packed, carrying heavy, very heavy packs, a lot of times carrying broken down mortars. Sometimes you'll see them carrying down artillery pieces that have been broken down. You can spot just about anything that you want to see. There's a tremendous amount of movement of NVA coming down into South Vietnam.
Approximately how far are you located from the demilitarized zone?
About 2,000 meters from the southern border of the demilitarized zone.
Now, from your position here at GeoLynn and the surrounding areas, what type of terrain is it?
It's a very flat terrain. Once you get north of the Ben Hai River, it rises into bluffs. It's very flat, very easy to spot people moving. There's tree lines running along that the NVA will try and move through as much as they can through a tree line. Occasionally, we've spotted NVA totally camouflaged moving through a rice paddy. You'd spot a tree and the tree would start moving across the rice paddy and we'd call a mission in on it.
Doug, approximately how many missions would you say that the guns that you have in backup fire a day here at GeoLynn?
It's pretty hard to say. I mean, if we have a real bad day where we're socked in, the fog coming in, we can't shoot much. Generally, you shoot about 20, 25 missions every 8 hours. We have two different shifts from our FO team, and they don't shoot too much at night unless we spot fires, and we shoot a lot at fires at night and moving lights on the beach.
Well, an observation tower 40 feet high, I don't imagine that would go unnoticed. Has it been fired upon by the North Vietnamese artillery?
That's a firm. We've taken a direct hit in the tower from artillery. It removed three-quarters of the top part of the tower and also took a 57 recoilless direct hit on the lower platform of the tower.
What happens when you spot enemy artillery firing across the DMZ? What is your job after that?
First of all, we get a direction to the flashes, the muzzle flashes of their gun shooting. We get a range, we check it out on our map and get a grid, and we call fire in on it.
Well, imagine with enemy artillery firing at your position, it at times gets pretty hazardous up here. What is the most satisfying moment that you've had since you've been a forward artillery observer here at GeoLynn?
It's the most satisfying thing of all is getting a direct hit on enemy troops. You know you're stopping them before they get a chance to do any damage to you. You're maybe saving or helping the effort farther south. You're stopping them before they can do anything to you. They're not across the Ben Hai and you're getting them. Wonderful.
Lance Corporal Doug Maracle, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 40 feet high in an observation tower looking across the DMZ into North Vietnam. Lance Corporal Doug Maracle, a forward artillery observer atop the 40-foot observation tower at GeoLynn, looking across the DMZ into North Vietnam. This is Marine Sergeant Chris Harris for the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.